Hello.
Yeah.
James?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon, James. My name, thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Richard, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your, attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All your answers are confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip culture?
30327.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. And what year that you were born, James?
1957.
1957. Thank you. What is the highest level school have you completed or highest degree that you have received, sir? 12th grade or below?
High school.
Okay. Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Let me just one moment. And what is your race, sir? Your race?
White.
White. Thank you, sir. Okay. For whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat?
Joe Biden.
Sir?
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Yes, you are. Thank you, sir. Below a list of issues, please select three are the most important to you. It says inflation and cost of living, traffic, climate change and environment, public transportation, immigration, abortion access, racism and discrimination, crime, jobs and economy, and education.
Wow. That's a lot of different ones. I think that environment is one. Abortion rights is two. Discrimination is three.
Okay.
I think that's it. Yeah, those are my three major concerns.
Okay. Thank you very much. And when thinking about directions in which of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or someone dissatisfied or very dissatisfied for the city of Atlanta? Is it very satisfied to you, or someone dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, and the Atlanta region?
Yeah.
Is it very satisfied to you, or someone dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, in Georgia, very satisfied, someone satisfied, someone dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you, sir. Okay, well, now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups, or people, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where the 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you will be neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. I'm going to sell self-driving cars. Is it very cold and unfavorable?
0.
0. Okay. How about Governor Brian Kemp?
5.
5. Okay. That's neutral then. And Martha Trains.
Who?
It says here Martha, M-A-R-T-A, Trains. Like the trains?
Never heard of her.
Okay. Okay. And our artificial intelligence companies?
That's probably a 3.
A 3, okay. And then it says here Martha Buses.
Marta Buses.
Marta.
I think a 7.
7, okay. And the Atlanta Beltline?
10.
A 10, okay. And Uber and Lyft?
5.
5, okay. And Major Andre Dickens?
7.
7, give him a 7, okay. The Atlanta Police Department?
A 7.
A 7. And electric scooters?
7.
And the Atlanta City Council?
7.
7. Okay, thank you. Now, how will you rate the traffic in Atlanta? It is a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Well, I just say it's a minor problem.
It's a minor. Okay, how will you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, or only fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. How frequently do you use the public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, or a few times a month, or rarely, or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta BetLine and its facilities? Very familiar,
yeah.
How frequently do you use the Atlanta BetLine in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
I'd say a few times a month.
A few times a month. And based on what you know and what you heard, or do you have positive opinions of the Atlanta BetLine or negative opinions? Is it very positive?
Positive. Positive, oh, yeah.
Thank you. What is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta BetLine?
I would say connectivity.
Okay. Connectivity. Thank you, sir. And how, here are a few statements. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, and with the 5 means that you either neither agree or disagree. It says here, public transit makes is it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. How you rate that one from 0 to 10?
I don't agree with that. Zero. Okay.
Zero. And the quality of Atlanta roads is getting worse?
No, I don't agree.
Okay, I trust Martha to finish the project they're working on from 0 to 10?
I'd give that a 7.
A 7. And crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta buses?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Adding more highways will make Atlanta traffic congestion better?
No.
0. I feel safe riding Martha.
Yes.
Okay. And I can easily get a place I want to go in Atlanta public transportation system? Is it one?
No.
No. Okay.
That was maybe a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, we can fix Atlanta traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from places to places with e-bike scooters and self-driving cars. Is it strongly statement for you that
I agree with? I agree with both of them.
Okay. Okay, we almost finished on this, okay? Now,
right.
Here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, okay? And when it says incentivize housing development close to public transit, is it from 0 to 10, which is?
That's a 10.
That's a 10, okay. Adding light rail to the Bell Line?
That's a 5.
Okay. And expanding the streetcar system in the city?
That's a 10.
That's a 10. And adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods?
That's a 10.
Okay. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters?
Also a 10.
And adding additional Martha station around Atlanta?
That's a 10.
Okay. Repairing path holes and fixing our streets?
10.
Thank you, sir. Okay, how familiar are you with Atlanta BetLine transit plans? We would place a pedestrian, friend, light rail alongside the BetLine train. Is it very familiar to you or not too familiar?
Yes, very familiar.
Very, very familiar. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion on public transportation onto the BetLine? Is it strongly support or neither support or somewhat to oppose?
I would say I'd put a 7 on that.
Okay. As you may know, the Atlanta BetLine transit plan would span 22 miles of light trail transit alongside the existing BetLine trails. When completed, the BetLine transit would link up with existing future Martha stops and better connect Atlanta neighborhoods. Based on what you heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the BetLine?
I do. I support it. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, now we'd like to ask you some questions about Atlanta BetLine. Here are some statements that the people scale it from 0 to 10. Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which zone through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnects our neighborhoods and give our children the future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. How do you scale that?
I would give that a 10.
A 10. The city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American cities, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse and more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer and major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit, that will take cars off and out of the streets and make our city safer for everyone. How do you scale that one?
That's an 8.
And all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that meet the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. How do you scale that one, sir?
Well, I think that's overstating it, but I'll give it a 6 because it's going to take a lot more than the Beltline Transit ideas to make it like Chicago or New York.
I see. Okay. We're almost done, and I really appreciate for your valuable time, sir. Okay, I'm going to scale another one. This is only 3 questions here. The Belt train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train's top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Butthead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners. How do you scale that one from 0 to 10, sir?
I don't think that's an accurate statement.
Okay. Now, the Beltline trains is a half-baked plan at best, relying on questionable designs that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finished. Let's look to the future and not to the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding or e-bike scooters and self-driving cars that can use A1 to more people around it efficiently. How do you scale that one?
That's a 5. Yeah, that's not really accurate. Yeah.
Okay. The Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades. It's not centuries to come, as we've seen with our freeways. Once these projects are built, they are never torn down. Instead of going ahead with all imperfect plans, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out that we actually want and need it. I'm sorry. How do you scale that one?
No, that would be a 5. Yeah, okay. They've talked a lot already.
Okay. One last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose a planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Do you strongly support or some oppose?
I'd give it an 8. Yeah.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, James. How long have you lived in Atlanta?
23 years.
23 years. Okay. Which of the following best represent how you think of yourself?
Go ahead. Sure.
He says, I'm sorry. With all respect to you, he says, heterosexual or straight?
Heterosexual. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married with children.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18, age 18?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, James?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Which of the following best describe your currently employing status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Full-time.
Self-employed, yeah. Uh-huh.
Last year, that is 2023, was the, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? What is it?
I don't know. Maybe 200,000.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I just wanted to say, James, I just want to say thank you very much for your valuable time and for your patience. We're already done with your survey here. Thank you, and your opinion is very confidential. And thank you again, honestly, for your valuable time, sir. You have a wonderful
day. Thank you.
And enjoy your
you
day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. It has been a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Thanks.